This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Conservative activist James O'Keefe spoke at SMU last night. The appearance came days after his group, Project Veritas, generated headlines for trying to get the Washington Post to report on a false sex assault allegation against Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore. James O'Keefe's made a career of going after groups he disagrees with, such as ACORN, a community organizing group, although his efforts have had mixed results. In 2009, he approached ACORN leaders with a hidden camera and phony story.
Videos came out one by one. I was dressed like the pimp. People say, well, you edit the videos. Well, I certainly pretended to be a pimp. You simply say you want to import underage sex slaves and you're a pimp. But the story was effective.
His videos led to the demise of ACORN, although O'Keefe later paid $100,000 to settle a lawsuit. He's also pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor in a scheme in which he and others posed as telephone repairmen in Senator Mary Landrieu's New Orleans office. In 2011, O'Keefe videotaped NPR executives with a hidden camera. This week, the cameras were turned. O'Keefe's Project Veritas reportedly sent a woman to the Washington Post, lying that she'd been impregnated years ago by Roy Moore. He's now an Alabama Senate candidate. Instead of Veritas ensnaring the paper with this false story, the Post videotaped the woman's lie and released it. At the SMU event sponsored by a conservative group, O'Keefe didn't want to talk about the Post incident.
Project Veritas is definitely keeping them honest, and I don't think they should be patting themselves on the back because they actually vet a source. They shouldn't be getting a Nobel Prize for vetting a source. This is what they should be doing.
O'Keefe said he won't stop what he's doing. O'Keefe says his goal is to expose media bias. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.